going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stacy Dales, take it away.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Doing great. Good morning, everybody.
Breaking down the Bears-beating news around the NFL.
We have next-level hair here at the Combine, and when I say hair, I'm a big fan of mullets.
Former WNBA star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy layup. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw.
And I live in Chicago, and I do The Score radio. A little plug there.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Stacy Dales of the NFL Network, and she joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Stacy there yesterday. She'll be there tomorrow, and always a delight. Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. I got assigned to the Bears. I think it's maybe their most, outside of drafting a quarterback last year, their most critical draft, or at least for Ryan Poles. And so I am going to be with the team this week.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, and that saves you the indignity of traveling to Green Bay. Wait a minute.
No, it'll be a fascinating draft for the Bears. There's a lot at stake, and you know what picks they have, but I wonder what you took away from yesterday. There wasn't much shared. It was really not that revealing. There was, in terms of information, scant, I think is the word to describe it. But what did you get from that scant information?
I always take stuff out of it, because even when, you know, you can listen to draft, these draft, the leaders of the draft for each team, and they're either going to reveal a few things, or they're either going to try to send you in a complete 180, David. I mean, so, you know, obviously we didn't hear much from Ryan Poles, who is the lead decision maker. I think he answered or took 8 or 9 questions very briefly. And then they kind of deferred to Ian Cunningham, their assistant general manager, on the lion's share of their sort of draft preparation. You know, just my takeaways, just as you asked me that, they feel pretty good with where they're at with their 7 picks. They've obviously got a lot of capital early, the 4 picks through 72, which I think they're going to play around with and dance with a little bit later on. I feel like they're going to probably use the 10th pick. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, for Ryan to say it's going to be wild, and then to sort of elaborate on that it's going to be deeper in certain spots, where, you know, you typically have a cutoff in rounds 2 or 3. This one's going to be a little bit different. I kind of took away from that they're likely going to try to add more picks. I mean, they've got 7, but what's kind of interesting, if you look back just at his 3 previous drafts, in 22, I think he used 11 picks total. In 23, I think he used 10. Last year, they had 4 picks. So they need to add some players to their roster. They are not a player away. And I think they know that. And, you know, this is a draft where there is depth at certain positions, but there's also, you know, Ian Cunningham made an interesting point, fellas, that he basically said that there's a lot of top tier talent, but there's, and there's some clumps that are really good, but there's a lot of players with the same value. So for instance, my takeaway on that is everybody's got their draft board. You might have five guys who you value at, I don't know, a first round draft grade that is different on everybody's board. Right. Or maybe you have three of the same guys that are sitting there at relatively the same value on your board as the next teams. So, and I sense that based upon my experience at the combine, there's a lot of really good players in this draft. And I think there's going to be a lot of surprises in the first round tomorrow night.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to it. I think that with the Bears, obviously, the headline is, was, shall be, that Ben Johnson was hired and has taken over, and he is the man that's there. He wrote a poem and recited a poem that he had written over about the Piccolo. Brian Piccolo, and the Piccolo Award was yesterday. And I mean, that was, you know, we know the guy's a big numbers guy, and we know that the guy is can build you an app of some sort that would that maybe even make you money in this climate. Who knows? But by God, to write a poem, that's like above and beyond. And it's not like he doesn't have a lot on his plate.
We knew he knew his X's and O's, but not that he was a man of letters.
How did he find the time to do that? By the way, it was really touching yesterday to hear from the Piccolo family. And it's always such an important moment for the Bears organization and the Hallis family and the McCaskey family. So yes, it was really a nice tribute by Ben, and not to, you know, no oversight there. The fact that he took some time to do that, the guy's, you know, the guy's a human, right? And
incredible.
He's showing some character with his players. I mean, we heard TJ Edwards talk about what he might do in his, you know, meetings this year. But and we kind of knew that in the past. You know, as I've talked to many Detroit players, he's a lot different in meeting rooms than you see sometimes him up at a podium. He's kind of quirky and funny and all that good stuff. But I'm just super curious to know, as it comes back to the draft, Mullenhaw, that, like, what is his imprint going to be?
That is what we've been discussing.
Is it going to be his imprint,
it's Stacey? His 10th pick,
don't
as far
you think?
As I'm concerned.
Well, that's the way we're looking at it.
I think it's significant. I think Ryan is, you know, kind of even alluded to it yesterday, that they've spent quite a bit of time talking about, you know, where that draft board is and how important and vital it is to understand the scheme. I mean, that's why I said when I opened up here, you know, some GMs are going to reveal a little bit because they want to be truthful and stay true to their character. Some are, you know, sometimes they're going to steer you the complete opposite direction and hope that, you know, you don't think all of a sudden Ryan Poles has never drafted in the first round a defensive player. What if they draft Jalen Walker? What if they draft Mykel Williams? What if, you know, what if one of these defensive players falls into their lap? Like, I don't think Mason Graham's going to, but what if he does? I mean, so I did hear him say that they've spent a significant amount of time with the play caller, not just the play caller, but the defensive play caller and Dennis Allen.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's trying to. Ryan Poles is really eager to understand this scheme, what they want to accomplish in this scheme, and how they're going to go about it in the draft. So I think the imprint is there.
Yeah, I think that he say something along the lines he's never spent – as much time on a draft. And he also, you know, he looks like he's really devoted himself to this. It's a very important time for the Bears. And he looks like
Ben Johnson.
He looks like the guy.
Are you saying he's looking tired?
I don't think I would never judge.
I think that's what Molly's saying.
I would
Stacey.
Never judge a man looking tired, because I get enough of that myself. But I would say that he looks like he's putting in some very long hours, and now's the time to do it. And they're building a football team up there, and they'll have three picks before 24 other teams have two. That's pretty special. I mean, that gives them an advantage.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, these teams are all relocating too. So Ben Johnson has been probably back and forth a little bit with his family, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of throwing first pitches at Cubs games, it's when I look at this group of players, you know, I kind of just asked yesterday Ian about, like, how much of the conversation is, like, where Shedeur Sanders falls in this draft is going to have a huge impact on everybody. Because if he goes in the top 10, there's one more guy that you're going to get that you maybe weren't expecting on getting. So we know Cam Ward's going to go 1 to Tennessee, mm-hmm. but, like, where Shedeur Sanders falls in this draft to me is absolutely vital. And then the dominoes will fall. I mean, if Cam goes number 1 and then you see really the presumptuous top 10 players. And for me, guys, it's so much about, like, it's not just the production that you saw on the field with many of these young men. Like with Ashton Jeanty, for instance, he's the top-rated running back. Omarion Hampton's not far behind. They're two totally different styles. Both super, you know, talented guys. But with Jeanty, he is really an anomaly. I mean, his presence, his personality, I can't imagine he's going to fall to the Bears at 10, but he when you spend time with him, he's the prototypical player you want on your team for 10 years. Like, he is such an old soul, the way he speaks, the way he carries himself. He had 30 plus touchdowns last year. He spent time in Italy, you know, dad military. Like, he is going to be, you know, he could be a Brian Piccolo type winner, like award winner and honoree. He could be a Walter Payton Man of the Year, potentially honoree. Like, that's how his character is. So those things have to come into play when you match the talent. Tyler Warren, to me, the tight end, he's special. Like, he's just special. This was a quarterback in high school. He was a better basketball player than he was a football player, but he loved football so much that he had to follow his true passion, and that's football. He's going to be able to literally do anything you asked him to do on the field. Like, he could have, I don't ever want to compare Gronk or Kelsey, but, like, he could have, if they use him that much, he could have such an imprint on this offense. Like, the sky, I hate the cliche, the sky's the limit, but, like, it's limitless with him. And then you think about Colston Loveland, the other tight end. Everybody's now saying, well, he might go in the top 10. Well, the medical, obviously, you know, his issue was the third week of his college season last year with Michigan. He had a type 5 AC joint separation. He played through that the entirety of last year. They also went in and fixed his labrum in terms of his surgery. So it was really more an extensive surgery than I think anybody anticipated, but he played through all that. And then when I spoke with him at the combine, he said he would probably be full range within, like, no, like, I would say non-contact within 6 months. So that puts him around training camp. So if you're drafting Colston Loveland, are you planning on getting him for week 1 in September? I don't know. But if you're somebody like the Detroit Lions, who went up 32-12 on Jameson Williams coming off an ACL, maybe somebody in this top 12 sort of range fell in love with Colston Loveland, and why not? The farm kid, you know, out of
From Idaho.
Yeah,
like, from Idaho.
He's a dream. So there's a lot of guys, and Ryan sort of referenced this, like, it's who is your flavor when it comes down to, you know, do you hate Will Campbell's arm length? I don't.
No.
Because I've watched him play.
Right.
He's another farm kid out of Louisiana. Like, he's going to come in and devour the process of learning. And it's just, where are all these guys going to go in the top 10? It's going to be really fascinating tomorrow.
You mentioned five guys who could be home runs: Jeanty, Loveland, Warren, mm-hmm. Will Campbell. Those four specifically. But I wonder, Stacey, what you think of the report from a guy who probably won't be there, and I don't know what the Bears, why they would be interested in him. But Abdul mm-hmm. Carter, on the NFL film special, the Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL, last night, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, revealed that the Bears and the Cowboys wanted Abdul Carter to visit, and they declined because they mm-hmm. only were taking visits to the top four teams. What do you make of that?
It's interesting. I certainly wouldn't decline, but I would, you know, presume that Abdul Carter's gone before even in the conversation later. But I would still want to do my due diligence with him. He's fascinating because he's obviously the top ranked edge rusher in this year's draft. For him to switch and move to the line this past season and be as violently productive as he was, despite his injury here this offseason, what he's been working through, the stress fracture, et cetera, because he also had a shoulder issue that, you know, he and I talked about at the combine that they didn't want to risk anything. And then it was revealed that he had the stress reaction. He does have that Micah Parsons feel. So I just can't, you can't let an edge rusher like him go when you pick early. But again, it's where these quarterbacks fall to me that's going to make the difference. And, you know, in the top 10, you cannot draft by position. You have to go for your value, the guy you fell in love with. It's not unlike, you know, you walk into a candy shop and you got like, and I'm not comparing NFL players to candy, but just work with me on this. You love gummy bears. You love Skittles. You love chocolate bars. You like, what did you fall in love? You love potato chips. You love lollipops. You love, you know, whatever it may be, Jolly Ranchers. And what piece of candy did you fall in love with? Because you can't go wrong with really any of these top 12, you know, 13 guys.
Never mind the players. You're going to have to get yourself in shape if that's how things are going. but seriously, when you look at the fact that there isn't sort of the – I mean, I think we know the names of kind of the cloud of players and who's going to slip down. But it's not like most drafts. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, you really can do like a dance to the thing. But you can't hear because – of what you're saying, the need for quarterbacks outweighs the quarterbacks that are needed. And I think it is really a difficult position. We were talking earlier, I was talking to a guy I know who was a draft guy who said he believes there are 6 running backs who will be like front line, very talented players. And he believes 10 of the top 100 players are at that position. But obviously the position itself, despite the jump up last year and Saquon and what that meant, and you know, Green Bay getting one, and we know about Derrick Henry. Despite all that, there still is this question of whether or not that's a premium. It probably is if you want to run play action, so you probably need to get one. But it's going to be fascinating to see how many of them go and when they go.
There's absolutely no question, and they were one of my favorite groups this year, I think more so than ever. You know, I remember the Bijan Robinson group, but he was clear in a way. Like, he's spectacular. But you look at just, I would say, like, the top five right now. You got Jenty and Hampton, and guys, Caleb Johnson out of Iowa is really, really special. And you know, not only is he special, but if you like tall, big backs, he's your guy. I mean, he's a Derrick Henry follower. I mean, he loves everything about that guy. He's got some power. He's got some finesse. You talk about in the pass game. He thinks his hands are underrated. And then you go to Ohio State, where I was at their pro day with Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. You know, if you're a just this. Just bear with me here. You know, imagine you're the Bears at 39 and 41. What if they got Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins in those two spots? Now you got like David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. It's not going to happen, but it's fun to think about. Because they're totally different guys, and they're fascinating. They're great team guys. They both ran for over 1,000 yards for Ryan Day. Like, you're right, Molly. It's a really interesting thing because, you know now. I mean,
that'd be like getting the Skittles and the gummy bears.
Yeah, right? Like, I love this draft for so many reasons, David Touche. I love this draft for so many reasons because you have groups of players like the running backs that are just going to, like, they're going to wow us at some point next year if they can stay healthy, knock on wood. But they all bring a little different flavor to the pool, and it's going to be really cool to watch. And there's so many guys that are, like I said, there's going to be a lot of surprises. on players that go before that you thought they should, which is why every room's board is so critical, and the time they've spent with these players is beyond important, and the evaluations that they've done to fit into their culture.
Great stuff. Hey, it's tons of fun to talk to you, Stacey. Can't wait to do so again. We'll have all the clarity for at sure. some point soon.
Have fun tomorrow night.
You guys are the best. Take care.
Thanks, Stacey.
That is Stacey Dales. Always a joy to talk to her. That's great stuff.
I want to ask you about that report, that little nugget. Why did the Bears want Abdul Carter to visit Hallis Hall if they weren't at least mildly interested in moving up to draft him? Would they be just doing due diligence? I don't know.
I think there is a very obvious answer to that.
I want to hear yours.
And we'll tell you that next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
I think it's deeper in certain areas than others. Usually the cutoff is a little bit quicker. I think once you kind of get into 2-3, and this one's going to be a little bit different. So I think there's going to be a lot more movement than there has been in the past.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Ryan Poles talking about the draft. And
care to interpret that?
Going to be wild. No.
What's wild?
I don't think there's nothing wild. It's just, he's making noise as far as I can tell. I don't think there's going to be – I don't think he had a lot of insight there.
Those were the talking points apparently they discussed beforehand because his right-hand man, Ian Cunningham –
said roughly the same thing.
Yeah, when he was interviewing for his next job. I think he said essentially that it's going to be wild as well. So I don't know what that means. There was also Chris Emma was on the afternoon show talking about the 49ers showing some interest. Chris reported that the 49ers had either had a discussion with or were talking about rumored to be interested in moving up.
Right.
With the Bears, and the Bears would be moving down under that scenario. The Colts have identified a pass-catching tight end as the object of their desire in the first round. You wonder if they would move up to do such a thing if they are so inclined. It could be wild, or it could just go according to plan.
It just couldn't be as interesting as you need it to be. You asked why I felt...
Let's get back. We digress. So there was the NFL Films. Hey, rookie, welcome to the NFL. It's a fun thing they do every year.
Right.
On that program, Drew Rosenhaus, Dr. Rosenhaus, who was also the agent for Abdul Carter.
Yes.
He revealed that the Cowboys and the Bears had asked or wanted Carter to visit their respective campuses or their buildings. And they declined because they only wanted to visit the top four teams at the top of the draft.
And they didn't feel like the Bears at number 10 would move up for him.
Apparently not.
That's what it's telling you. See, here's the thing.
Okay, that's why they would decline, but...
No, I just want to tell you, this is my belief.
Okay.
Years ago, I was fortunate enough to get to know, get to meet, and get to spend plenty of phone conversations with George Young. George Young was like one of the... A great NFL old-timer guy, worked for the league, but worked for years as the general manager of the Giants. At one point, he actually served as team owner of the Giants while they were having a spat between ownership groups and oversaw the team. Just a really a great guy, famously quoted as the man that came up with the – he's the one, the first man that called the NFL draft – the dance of the elephants, because what the NFL draft is really getting the big guys and getting the, it's the dance of the elephants to get all these guys. That was his famous thing. And one of the things that he told me in the early time of our association, he said, generally speaking, whenever someone drops in a draft, you may think it has something to do with a character issue or a concern. 90% of the time, it has to do with an injury. If someone has an injury and there's uncertainty about that injury, that's how people fall in a draft. So I think the very fact that Abdul Carter had an injury when he showed up at the combine and couldn't do all the things he has done, I've heard what Dr. Rosenhaus has said, but I have not, and I don't know what the reports are out of the combine, recheck, you go to the combine, and you have, if they find something with you, they have you go back a couple weeks before the draft to a thing called the combine recheck.
I'm familiar with it.
I know you are. I'm telling our listeners. Sorry. I wasn't trying to say anything that you don't know. I was just trying to explain to people. So maybe that's not an issue, and maybe they don't feel it's an issue, but nonetheless, if you are the Bears and you think there is a chance at any point that Abdul Carter may be falling down the draft board, and I don't think they'd move up to four or three, but maybe they'd move up to seven. I don't know.
What about five?
I don't know.
Well, that's what's intriguing about that report.
And that's why it's interesting. But I think that there is a good enough explanation, which is that if sometimes when guys fall, they fall due to the fact that they have an injury and they might – the Bears may have felt, hey, is there a chance this guy could be there when we pick? Maybe we should go take a look at him, bring him in. And then maybe they thought, if that gives us the incentive to go and get on our horse and try to go get him, we would have that as well.
There's also been a very underreported incident in Abdul Carter's past that I think he might have to address with some teams that might raise some character concerns. Maybe that was part of it. Either way, a guy that's been a consensus top three or four selection in terms of, I think he's the best player in the draft. If he's healthy, Abdul Carter is the best player in this draft. The fact the Bears wanted to bring him in to Halas Hall for a visit intrigues me. That would make it wild, Ryan Poles. That would make it wild if the Bears were to, say, trade up to number five and be in a position to take Abdul Carter if he started to fall past the Giants. Under that scenario, they'd likely take a quarterback. And the Browns, under that scenario, they would take Travis Hunter. So if Abdul Carter's sitting there at five, you want to make it wild? Bears move up.
But we need more timing to understand when that was going on. Like when
context?
Yes.
Why you want context?
Because I want to know was there a belief one of the quarterbacks could be gone at that point?
Well,
there was a thinking that three quarterbacks could be going before nine.
Right, but that's not happening.
Now we're down to one.
Now we're down possibly two. Shedeur Sanders, that would be a quantum leap based on what we know or what we think we know about the evaluation process and where he is and slated to go. It would be a surprise at this point if either the Browns or the Giants were to take Shedeur Sanders.
The Giants looked at Shedeur Sanders all year. They went to every game.
They did.
They monitored him. The Giants, had they not won a game at the end of the year, they may well be in the position to take him. They may have had the first pick. They won a bad game they shouldn't have won.
Right.
And now they're picking where they're picking, and you got to wonder, it's a legitimate thing to wonder about, if you've got a GM and a coach, why would you let him go get a quarterback? That happened here in Chicago.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
go
it
at
did.
One point.
It's a bad idea. How'd that
it's
go?
It didn't go swimmingly, as you'd imagine.
I have two scorching hot takes about the top three picks in the draft.
Let's
go.
Let's have them.
I just things that come to mind. Number one, I asked this of Ross Tucker yesterday because I don't know, the more you hear, and even I found myself wondering, Travis Hunter is going to be an elite NFL player, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have as much conviction about that as some people. And I do wonder if we are enamored with the idea that, boy, he was great on both sides of the ball at a high level, and he won the Heisman Trophy. But I wonder if, separately, would he be a top five pick if he were just a cornerback? Would he be a top five pick if he were just a wide receiver? Because I do believe at some point in time in his NFL career, that's what he's going to be.
He'll have to make a choice.
So I think he's going to be overdrafted. I don't think that picking him second or third might be the wisest of picks.
Weren't we told a couple days ago that he would be a top five pick in both those positions?
That was one evaluation. But yeah. I think if we have seen in this draft, evaluating the tackles or the tight ends or even the quarterbacks, there's a wide variety of opinions on whether or not that would be the case with every evaluation.
Yeah.
Top five pick for just him being a cornerback, that's a high.
He's probably going to be a wide receiver.
Well, then I don't
know.
That's
probably his best
position.
Do you
think he would be a top five pick if he were just a wide receiver? I don't know.
No.
Wide receivers seldom go in the top five if they're just wide receivers. So that's my point.
Yeah.
I hope he succeeds. I'm not questioning his ability.
It's a hot take.
But I think him in the top five seems a little bit high for me. The other one is not as scorching, maybe. Cam Ward coming out and being one of one, first overall, to me, if he were to be compared to last year's draft, where there were six quarterbacks taken in the first round, he would have been seventh. He would have been the seventh quarterback.
Yeah, we talked about that a little yesterday. I thought about that. He might have been like fourth.
I don't know.
He might have been third.
Tell me who.
I'm telling you, he might have been third.
I don't know.
After
I don't know,
no,
Molly.
I'm just telling you, guys change from year to year, and the perception of them changes from year to year. And he's not in that class. He was in this class, and maybe they wouldn't.
First round.
I think he has passed whatever the draft test is, and he's going to be the first.
Let's do this exercise real quick.
I don't.
Would you take him over Caleb? No.
Last year?
Yeah. Yeah.
This year?
I'm just saying,
would I take
as a draft prospect. No.
No, I'm joking.
Caleb, no. Caleb gets it done.
Last year.
Jaden Daniels.
He was great.
Drake May.
I conceivably, if I would have to look at the workout and have to watch the tape, I think conceivably he could have gone after
Penix Jr.
After Caleb. Yeah, like I said, I think that he conceivably could have gone third.
JJ, your guy JJ.
You know, I love JJ.
I love JJ.
Yeah, that's my guy.
So I think he's gets a nod there.
But I mean,
and Bo Nix.
Once you're the third guy, once you're ahead of Drake May, aren't you ahead of the rest of them?
I don't think you're ahead of Drake May. I would not put him ahead of Drake May.
But you can't ask me if he's ahead of JJ, is my point. If I got him ahead of Penix,
I'm going through the list in order that they were selected. And if of the six first-round picks last year, Cam Ward would be ranked seventh on my chart.
But you're saying Cam Ward this year against those guys last year. See what I'm saying? Like, he got better over the course of a year.
I guess what I'm saying, to put it in a declarative sentence, is the number one overall pick this year, comma, the top-rated quarterback, comma, would have been the seventh-rated quarterback on my chart last year.
So you're saying that the best player, the number one player in this year's draft, would be taken about 14, 15 in this
or
year's
lower
draft. Okay.
Last year.
Well, then that is a very interesting comment about the other players. And I think that, I don't know that to be the case, but I can understand why you would make that case. I think that's a fair case.
Yeah, it's just one that came
to
mind.
It's a good one.
And the last real one is that watching, and I found myself yesterday going back, because after having a conversation with Jake Butt at Chicago Sports Network, mm-hmm. he's terrific, by the way,
yeah,
about Colston Loveland.
Yes.
Watching some tape of him and comparing him to Tyler Warren, I think that right now, if I'm ranking my tight ends,
you got him over Tyler Warren.
I think I would rather have Colston Loveland than Tyler Warren. And I know that's too hot for Dustin to handle.
There are other people that do feel that way.
I feel that way. I've
heard that before because he's a different type of player. He's more of a down the field, open field threat. But the problem is
it's a get me open guy.
But Warren is a get me the ball, and it's almost like a. It's almost like a Mark Bavaro type thing, you know, like get the ball, run over everyone. You know, Jeremy Shockey kind of, or just get him the ball and he's going to, you know.
That's a great name. Oh, this is fun. The draft is fun.
It's interesting. It's fantastic. I'm not saying you're wrong. I think it's going to be fun to
see. And they're just opinions, you know. They're not right, you're not wrong. It's just like they're just football opinions.
And a lot of these are kind of you know, we are sort of creating opinions out of the conversation about different players.
Yeah.
So these are all kind of personal judgments, and they are all, you know, you could argue them back and forth all day. I'm not saying you're wrong on any of it. I think those are interesting ideas.
We can talk about it more tomorrow.
We will talk about it more tomorrow because we got the draft tomorrow. Draft day. Can you believe it's finally here?
Ash and Jenty, no matter what.
There you go.
That's what I'm writing on a piece of paper tomorrow morning.
There you go. And you're going to wind up with him and with that special teams player you'll get. And you'll have that. You will pass on that quarterback. That kid. That kid's terrible. Sonny Weaver Jr.
I love Sonny.
All right. We've got, I believe it is Mark Grody today.
Yep.
Grody and Marshall Harris next. Mully and Haw on the score.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunny. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.